Welcome to the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Molden. This is a place, no matter how many stars your son or daughter has, we're here to help parents and athletes navigate the complicated recruiting process. Okay, so we're doing that, but we're also giving tips on training, injury prevention, nutrition, all these different things that's going to help your athlete get the most out of their athleticism and their sport to hopefully get some or all of college paid for. Okay, so this is the place for you. I want to talk a little bit about something that I get asked about a lot, especially when I was training. I used to be an elite performance trainer. I worked at Nike World Headquarters for over a decade, and I trained some great athletes from all different levels, professional all the way down to high school and youth. And I got asked this question a lot, and it was about their son, and typically it was sons, boys, of how do they gain weight and how do they keep that weight on them? And so I got asked that a lot. And still to this day, you know, being a high school football coach, I get asked this question. So, you know, I've been putting some thought to it, and I came up with these five different things that, you know, you need to understand and that can help your son gain weight. Your son or daughter. I don't know how many sports, you know, they want their daughters to be gaining weight, but for the sons, this is it. Okay. So the first thing is you got to eat a good breakfast, and it's not cereal and a piece of toast. That ain't it. Okay. Like I'm talking about eggs, some waffles or maybe pancakes, some type of fruit. You can have some yogurt. You can have some toast, and some water. You got to be able to wash it down. Okay. But, you know, just getting up and taking off to school and not eating anything is not going to help you. Okay. So one way is to just prepare, right? You can prepare. You can boil some eggs the night before. You can make some pancakes and put them in the fridge so you can just, you know, zap them in the microwave. But you gotta prepare yourself. If you're listening to this and you're an athlete or you're a parent and your athlete is serious, you have to understand they are different. They can't act like every other teenager. Okay? They can't act like it. If they want to achieve something that's rare, they have to do some of their rare things. And just prepping, meal prepping is one of those things. Okay? And the second thing is you gotta eat some snacks. You gotta eat more food. I did some research. And I found out, where's that picture at? I took a picture. And the typical teenager, the average teenager, consumes between 1,600 and 2,400 calories per day. That's both girls and boys. 1,600 to 2,400 calories per day. Now, mind you, if you are an athlete, just you sitting around, if you were sick, you laid up in bed, you're probably burning close to 2,000 calories alone. So imagine if you're active, if you're lifting weights and you're conditioning or you're practicing, you're playing a sport, you're burning damn near 3,000 to 3,500 calories a day. So you need to be eating, you need to be averaging between 26 and 3,200 calories a day. And you can get it by just eating more. Eating a solid breakfast, but then having snacks. A PB&J, that's a good snack. That's right, peanut butter and jelly. Okay? One tip that I use, you might not, I'm different, I know that, but I love 2 pieces of toast, some crunchy peanut butter and honey, and a diced up apple. and I make a sandwich out of that. And it's solid. It's filling. Right. I also like, I'm different. Piece of toast, crunchy peanut butter, and some pickles. Don't knock it if you haven't tried it. I'm just saying. But you got to knock out, you got to be able to eat more, have some snacks. Okay. The next thing is being able to drink a protein shake. Just one. You don't need any more than that, because your body can only consume a certain amount of calories in terms of protein. You know, it can only consume a certain amount of protein grams, depending how big you are. Okay, so you would just be wasting money, and it's also hard on your kidneys. Okay, so just one protein shake, and it's all about the timing. You want to take it after a meal. It can be after your lunch. Typically, it's after dinner. Okay, so you eat regular dinner, and then you can wolf down a shake. That shake, if you do it right with protein, you got bananas, strawberries, blueberries, all that type of stuff. I put peanut butter in mine. Okay. I don't put ice cream in it. You can. I don't need all that extra calories, but if you're looking to get some extra calories, you can add a little bit of ice cream and then milk and some ice and then blend that bad boy up and you're good. That's about that can be between 700 and 900 calories. Okay, but you want to do it after a meal. The next thing, lift heavy. You got to lift weights. If you want to gain, some muscle, you want to gain weight, you need to lift heavy. Now, I understand there's different times in your macro cycles that you're going to be doing higher reps and whatnot. But hey, you need to lift weights. And I'm not talking like doing a whole bunch of CrossFit stuff when you're doing it till failure, doing 500 reps or something. No, you need to be able to lift heavy. And when you do that, typically you don't go more than 6 reps. Okay. But you have to be able to lift heavy weights, deadlifts, single leg deadlifts, squats, lunges, step ups, all that good stuff. Okay. Got to be able to lift heavy. And the fifth thing is you got to get good sleep. You got to be able to shut it down, and you got to be consistent with it. Instead of going to bed at certain times, different times, you know, if you're, I know at our household, you know, with our kids, you know, on the weekends, they tend to stay up a little bit later. But, and it takes discipline. You know, I was a little skinny kid. I was 135 pounds as a high school freshman. And I was very self-conscious of my little bitty chicken legs, had skinny legs. I was very self-conscious. And I used to try any and everything. I used to try, make shakes and weight gain. I don't even know if they have that anymore, but it was like, it wasn't protein powder, but it was like weight gain. And yeah, I would take that. I would eat all type of meals. I would do all drink D milk. And after years, you know, I got up to about 180. So from 135, I think it was about like every year I gained another like 18 to 20 pounds. And by my senior year, it was 180 pounds. But it takes time. You know what I'm saying? Like it takes time. But if you do these things, if you eat a good breakfast, if you, you know, have a snack or two, all right, especially if you're in season and, you know, you have practice after school or before school, you got to have these snacks. Drink a protein shake, but you want to do it after your meal, preferably dinner. Lift heavy things, lift heavy weights. And then get good quality sleep. Okay. And here's the bonus one, is make sure you consume your water. Okay. If you don't know how much water you should be consuming, think half your body weight in ounces. If I weigh 200 pounds, I should be at least, right? Athletes should be at least consuming half their body weight in ounces. So that's 100 ounces of water. Okay. So typically it's like 3 or 4 of the, bottles. I think this is about 16 to 20 ounces, but you're knocking out about between 3 and 5 of those, depending on your water bottle size. Okay. And you want to stay away from empty calories. Okay. Empty calories are this. Starbucks, I'm in line. I see it all the time. But Starbucks, these kids come in here and they order Frappuccino or some other fluffy type of drink. And it's just loaded with sugar. And it's about like 400 to 500 calories, but there's no nutrient value in it. You want to stay away from those type of calories. Those don't do anything for you, but put bad weight and make you fat. Okay. And then also staying away from fast food. Don't eat no McDonald's. There's no nutrient values in there, and it won't even fill you up. Okay. You knock down, a Big Mac and fries, man, and a soda, which you shouldn't be drinking, but that's about 1,000 calories, but it does nothing for you. Nothing. Okay. So you want to stay away from that. Anyway. You do those 5 things and then make sure you take note of those bonuses. You will start to gain some weight. It won't come overnight though. Okay. It takes time. It takes time. All right. Hope that you benefit from this. I love coming on here and sharing my knowledge with the parents and the athletes. If you have questions, I want you to shoot me an email at info@scholarshipathleteacademy.com. Okay. And I'll make sure to answer them. Either I'll email you or I might answer it on the next podcast. Okay. All right. You guys have a productive week and I'll see you next week. Peace.